This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. The aftermath of Ramadan is a challenging time. It's a testing ground where those who are firm will continue to be firm in their certainty and in their practice, and those who waver will waver. It's a challenging time because our bodies are still used to acts of worship. We're still used to fasting. And we are still used to standing in Qiyam. And our hands have not forgotten that they were raised in dua. So the body still has that memory and is still fit to continue it. But these acts, of course, are not intended solely for themselves. They are intended to foster in all of us a certainty and iman that is a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so profound and so close that it overtakes everything else. And our actions are like a vessel, and iman is like the water that is in them. As long as the vessel is intact, the water stays in the vessel. But when you compromise the vessel and it breaks and it starts leaking, the iman itself starts to leak until it leaves entirely. So as long as we continue with our fasting, with our night prayer, with the Quran, with dua, with staying away from the haram, iman will continue. And if we let go of those things and if we start to unwind what we have acquired, then we will lose what we have gained. And I want to stress not simply the acts, but the feeling. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was speaking to his father and people, "What is it that you are worshipping?" And they replied, "We are worshipping idols, devoutly worshipping them." And he said, "Do they hear you when you call to them? Do they help you? Do they benefit you? Do they harm you?" They say, "No, but we just found our parents doing this, so we continue to do it." Then he asked them or said to them, "So you see, whatever you are worshipping, you and your forefathers, all of them are enemies of mine, illa Rabb al-Alameen. Whatever you worship is an enemy of mine except the Creator, the Rabb of all." Then he explained who Allah is and why he has that relationship to him. He said, "Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen." The one who created me and who guides me. And some people, when they hear that, they simply think that this guidance is guidance in the hereafter matters. In the next life. Hidayatun fi umuri al-akhirati faqat. He guides me in salah, guides me in fasting, guides me in hajj, that's it, but not the rest of my life. But this hidayah is hidayah in worldly and religious matters. Hidayatun fi umuri al-dunya wal-akhirah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ الْهِدَايَةَ فِي أُمُورِ الْآخِرَةِ وَالدُّنْيَا كَذَلِكَ فَهِدَايَتُهُ مَنْقُوصَةٌ. If you're not asking Allah for hidayah in other worldly matters and in worldly matters, then your hidayah is deficient, is incomplete. So your hidayah that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal is a hidayah that transforms into questions like, should I marry this or that? How do I solve my marital problems? How do I raise my kids? Do I buy or do I rent? Is this major good for me or not? Is this job good for me or not? How do I wake up? How do I sleep? How do I comb my hair? How do I dress? How do I walk? How do I stop? Because Allah Azza wa Jal has provided guidance for all of this. The last thing that they say and the first thing that they say when they wake up, the first thing that they say when they wake up is Allah's name. And the last thing that they say when they want to go to bed is Allah's name. And in between they are sleeping for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's guidance. That's hidayah. We don't have a portion in our life simply for Allah and then the rest is for the dunya. All of it is for Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say that. My salah and my slaughter or my rituals and then my life and my death all belong to Allah. So if Allah created you, He guides you. And that means that Allah's guidance is supreme to any other guidance. No human being can give you what Allah gives you. And no human being wants the best for you as much as Allah, including yourself. And no one can direct you to what benefits you as much as Allah Azza wa Jal. So the one who should guide you is the one who created you. Then he said, وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. And it's he alone who gives me food and drink. And if a person really believes that, they will meet it with both gratitude and submission. If Allah is the only one who gives you and sustains you and provides you, then Allah Azza wa Jalla deserves all of your gratitude. All of it. There's no one greater in your eyes than Allah Azza wa Jalla. Who else feeds me? Who else takes care of me? Allah. And if that is true, they submit to no one but Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah is the greatest in their eyes. And that lends them to believe, or leads them to believe, that they should not submit to anybody but Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they should have the greatest gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He is supreme and highest and dearest in their eyes. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And if I become sick, He heals me. That is, when I am afflicted, no one can save me but Him. When that settles in a believer's heart, then you will not turn except to Allah Azza wa Jal. You will have patience and you will have content and even gratitude despite all the afflictions. But if you don't believe it, you'll panic and you'll despair and you'll be helpless and you'll run towards people and people will run away from you until you realize that you can only run to Allah Azza wa Jal if you need help. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, no one can cure me and heal me except Allah Azza wa Jal. So I'm a servant of His, not anybody else. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And the one who takes my soul and then brings it back. So anyone, everyone must realize that we're going to die. And that's the end of our life on this earth. Doesn't matter how long you live. Doesn't matter how healthy you are. It doesn't matter how you try to avert the mention of death or thinking about it. You are going to die. So how is your life transformed if you know this? Allah will take your soul. Have you asked Allah Azza wa Jal for the best of conclusions? Have you asked Allah for ease during that time? Have you asked Allah for support when you are about to die? Have you asked Allah that He should take your soul while you are a believer? Have you asked Allah to save you from sin? Because you don't know if you are sinning, whether you'll be die on that sin or not, and be resurrected committing that sin on the day of judgment among the sinners. You are going to die and we're going to die. And then we're going to be brought back to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. And the one that I hope, truly hope, will forgive my sin on the day of judgment. So we know that we're carrying the burden of these mistakes, and our destination is the day of judgment. Our destination is not buying a house. Our destination is not simply getting married and having children. Is not being promoted. All these things, they come, but they do go. So what is your destination? It's not to eat and not to drink. What is your destination? You're going to die. You're going to come back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then what? My destination is to escape hellfire. So what do you do to escape hellfire? My destination is to be forgiven. Because I'm carrying this burden of sin. How will you be forgiven if you don't ask Allah for it? If you don't act in ways that will forgive you? How will you be forgiven if you're not close to Allah Azza wa Jal internally? You don't feel that He is the one who can forgive you, and then you ask Him for forgiveness. If we are not transformed, how we will escape our sin? So that's our destination and that is our end. So the month of Ramadan allows us to gain that external worship in order to gain that internal worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if we stop the internal will be damaged. If we stray away from Allah Azza wa Jal after Ramadan, we will lose the proximity and the nearness and the intimacy of being close to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and receiving His support when we need it the most, and we will need it the most, because no one can live free of affliction, free of tests. So we ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, to make us of those who are forgiven and accepted, and to make us of those who will continue the good that they've acquired after Ramadan, and not to make us of those who will stray and lose the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال: من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. The one who fasts Ramadan, then he follows that with 6 days of Shawwal, it will be as if they fasted the entire year. And here you understand from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he wants an extension. He was recommending an extension of what is happening in Ramadan. Sama Ramadan, you fasted Ramadan, but then you have an opportunity. Thumma atba'ah, then you follow it with something. And when you follow it with that thing, that means that the blessings of Ramadan did not live and die in Ramadan, but they were extended to what came after Ramadan. So if you fast 6 days from Shawwal, Allah Azza wa Jal will write that for you as if you have fasted the entire year for just 6 additional days. And you can fast those days together or separate, as long as they are in Shawwal. You can try to make up the missed days of Ramadan first and then fast those days, or if you're unable to, fast the 6 days of Shawwal and then make up the fasts of Ramadan later. But here is that opportunity. 6 days. Can I do those 6 days? And if you understand the motive behind this, you'll understand that the Quran also should not live and die in Ramadan. How could the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal collect dust after Ramadan? How could our ears that have gotten so used to the Quran be deprived of that? How could the heart that has started to heal because the words of Allah Azza wa Jal return to the diseases and the trickery of the dunya? The shaitan now is ready, so you have to be ready. So you assign to yourself with firmness, with resolve, a portion of the Quran that you will finish every day. And you will say, with Allah's help, by such and such a day, I'll finish the Quran. You'll assign to yourself with much resolve and commitment and dua some night prayer. You resolve to yourself and commit to some sadaqah. You assign to yourself a daily dua to be forgiven and to acquire what you need on that day, week, month, and year. You assign to yourself a dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal to revive the heart and protect you against the shaitan. What is interesting is that Ramadan was like a castle. And Allah provided us protection in that castle from the shaitan. Now the shaitan has regained his full power. Where is your protection now from him? And there's a hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the tongue of Yahya ibn Zakariya alayhi salam. He said, وَأُوصِيكُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And he said, I would urge you and recommend that you remember Allah, meaning keep remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the example of that is the example of a person who was chased by enemies of his. They're fast after him, and then he finds a castle, فَوَجَدَ حِسْنًا. Then he seeks refuge in that castle, and he protects himself from his enemy, وَكَذَلِكَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And so is the shaitan. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَحْمِي مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. And the only thing that protects from the shaitan is the remembrance of Allah. So now you are running away from the shaitan and you need that protection, and your protection is nothing else except remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. With subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. With أستغفر الله. With اللهم صلي وسلم على محمد. With all of these things and more. And if a person continues to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, he will become among the pious, al-muttaqoon, people of taqwa, al-muhsinoon, the people of ihsan, the people who are close to Allah Azza wa Jal, the people who, when they see by Allah's power and might and permission and guidance, and when they speak as such, and when they do, they speak, they do, and Allah aids them in their deeds, and when they walk, Allah aids them in their footsteps, and when they want to seek Allah's protection, Allah protects them, and if they want to ask Allah for something, Allah gives it to them. They are close to Him, and He is close to them, and because they are close to Him, Allah is close to them. So that is the option that every person has. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Rabbil Alameen, to make us among the select and the few and the protected and the blessed who will be stay true to Allah Azza wa Jal after Ramadan. We ask Him, Rabbil Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, accept Ya Rabbil Alameen our fasting and our qiyam and our dua in the month of Ramadan. And do not make us of those who will spoil the benefits of Ramadan after the month of Ramadan. We ask Ya Rabbil Alameen to preserve our iman and preserve our taqwa after the month of Ramadan. Make us of those who fear You in private and in public, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Make us of those who stay away from major and minor sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Make us of those who seek Your forgiveness continuously on a daily basis, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask You that You soften our hearts with iman and fill them with taqwa. We ask You that You would soften our hearts with iman and fill them with Your love and love of Your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask You to make us of those who have taqwa and ihsan. We ask You of those who rush towards You, Ya Rabbil Alameen, are not tricked by the dunya, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم تقبل منا الصالحات في رمضان اللهم تقبل منا الصالحات في رمضان اللهم تقبل منا الصالحات في رمضان اللهم احفظنا بعد رمضان اللهم احفظنا بعد رمضان اللهم احفظنا بعد رمضان اللهم جنبنا فيه حبائل الشيطان وخطوات الشيطان اللهم ردنا إليك ردا جميلا ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم علمنا ولا تجعلنا من الجاهلين اللهم علمنا ولا تجعلنا من الجاهلين اللهم علمنا ولا تجعلنا من الجاهلين اللهم أخلص لنا نياتنا وأصلح لنا أعمالنا اللهم أخلص لنا نياتنا وأصلح لنا أعمالنا اللهم أخلص لنا نياتنا وأصلح لنا أعمالنا رب العالمين اللهم فرج عن المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان رب العالمين اللهم فرج عن المسلمين في فلسطين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم رد كيد الكائدين اللهم رد كيد الكائدين اللهم رد كيد الكائدين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم وفرج عن سائر المسلمين في سائر بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعنا وأعنهم على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وأعنا وأعنهم على ما تحب وترضى رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.